At the Children's Museum in downtown Madison, kids tickle the keys of a piano, handle rocks, and push toy trucks across a pint-sized model of the city. Executive Director Ruth Shelley says about 80% of their exhibits are hands-on.
That's a rough estimate, but our whole philosophy is learning by doing and learning through play.
Shelley says to maintain that philosophy, her museum and others across the state are taking precautionary measures against the spread of the H1N1 virus.
We're really focusing on surfaces that kids touch a lot, wiping down handrails, doorknobs, things that are constantly used so that they are as clean as possible.
That includes providing hand sanitizer gels and so-called yuck bags, which hang on the walls.
So if any child has put a toy in their mouth, then we encourage parents to put it in the yuck bag.
Is there anything in there now?
A piece of pineapple.
Shelley says her staff will run that plastic piece of pineapple and any other toys through the dishwasher to make sure they're clean. Stephanie Marquis is with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. She's also the mother of two boys.
So I absolutely understand how much they want to go out and play. And as a parent, certainly as we get into colder weather, you do look for places where you can take them.
Marquis advises parents to encourage their kids to wash their hands and stay home if they're sick. And at the Children's Museum, to put their dirty toys in the yuck bag. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.